vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers.
All right, here we go as we head into it. Again, John Solomon will be here from Just the News to discuss this treasure trove of newly declassified documents that will blow your mind, because everything we thought we knew is confirmed, and then a lot more. About Christopher Steele, James Comey, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. Oh, it's all real. Will anybody pay a price? That I don't know, but we're going to share with you revelations that we don't have to wonder about, make assumptions, because we have the documents. America, we have the documents. A stack this thick, a foot or more of documents. It'll blow your mind. We'll be there in just a moment. But first, we start with John Earl Sullivan, a wild-eyed Antifa leader, a criminal, a guy involved in numerous Antifa mob actions, riots, looting, violence, has claimed to be a documentary filmmaker, but really he's not. No, he's an agitator. He's been arrested by the FBI. If you haven't seen the guy, take a deep look at him. John Earl Sullivan, when you get a chance. Footage obtained from the militant Black Lives Matter and Antifa activist John Sullivan's Discord server shows the so-called civil rights activist reveling inside the Capitol on January 6th as he damaged federal property. He has maintained in multiple interviews on places like Fox News that he just attends these events to record and not be active. Well, guess what? Here's what we know now from videotapes released from the insurgency at the Capitol last Wednesday. We're going to burn this down. We got to burn this down. During one of his other actions, we've got to get this burned. It's our house, mother effers. We're getting all of this. Stories now leaking out. We're working to verify, but stories now leaking out that Sullivan was amongst a group of Antifa activists organizing at the Washington Monument that began their aggressive behavior towards the Capitol even before President Trump gave his innocuous speech about peacefully protest and patriotically walk down to the Capitol. The truth will come out, my friends, now. Did Donald Trump incite a riot? No, he didn't. The drive-through impeachment is an embarrassment. And in fact, Alan Dershowitz says that the Congress set a new world's record, set a new world's record for violating the Constitution in one day. He was on America's Voice Live with Tudor Dixon yesterday, was Professor Dershowitz. Here's what he said about the violations of the Constitution by the Congress in pursuing this two-hour impeachment of the president. Bite six it is. Listen.
They violated the First Amendment of the Constitution because the speech he gave in Washington, D.C., is completely protected by Brandenburg versus Ohio, the leading Supreme Court unanimous decision. Number two, as a result of that, the criteria for impeachment, treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors was not met. Number three, he was denied due process because his lawyers had no opportunity to present a case in front of the House before they voted. Number four, they, by saying that they could continue to try him after he leaves office, they violate. Number five, when they say you can try him as a private citizen, that violates the Bill of Attainder provision of the Constitution that says you can't try people without a judicial trial. And then number six, when they try to persuade falsely Vice President Trump to invoke the 25th Amendment, they violate the 25th, which is designed only for people who are medically or physically incapacitated. So six violations of the Constitution in one day, a world record that I hope will never be matched by any other Congress.
Alan Dershowitz, long since ostracized from his liberal friends and parties on Martha's Vineyard, no longer invited because he actually has the nerve as a liberal, as a Hillary Clinton supporter, of telling the truth. Of telling the truth about the Constitution. The fact of the matter, what was put forth, well, it was all wrong, my friends. They lowered the bar, they violated the Constitution, and now we know that far left Antifa activists and leaders organized the mob assault on the Capitol. Everything they told you in the hours afterwards, the days afterwards, was ginned up by the media, ginned up by the Democrats. Garbage, my friends. But the truth is coming out. I want to share with you now Joe Biden's plan to save America. He just shared it. I thought you should see it. Here's Joe Biden's plan to save America. It's bite number 7, a little bonus for you today. Here you go.
Our plan will reduce poverty in the black community by one-third, reduce poverty in the Hispanic community by almost 40%, and includes much more, like an increase in the minimum wage to at least $15 an hour. People tell me that's going to be hard to pass. Florida just passed it. As divided as that state is, they just passed it. The rest of the country is ready to move as well. It should be a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. No one working 40 hours a week should live below the poverty line. And that's what it means. If you work for less than $15 an hour and work 40 hours a week, you're living in poverty. It includes access to affordable child care that will enable parents, particularly women, to get back to work.
Fact check, please.
I look forward to working with members of Congress.
Fact check,
both
please.
Both parties. To move quickly to get the American Rescue Plan to the American people.
Fact check. Fact check, please. Florida passed a $15 an hour minimum wage package. That's true. That's graduated and takes effect by 2026. 2026, 6 years hence when it reaches $15 an hour. I'm going to explain to you the poverty levels in America over my lifetime. He's going to reduce the poverty by this percentage or that percentage. Bad news. It will never happen. Not in your lifetime and not in mine. 25 after, I'll be right back with an explanation.